Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to the CGRO Radio Local News. The weekend of June 26th to June 28th, the COSBA Springs Optimist Club ended their activity year with their third fundraiser, the annual softball tournament, which was another successful one. The club wants to give a shout out to all the teams and sponsors, Devereaux and Son, Stinson's Professional Landscaping, Bruno Gamache, GVE PL Deconstruction, Ragboy and Next Level Tree Service. The winning teams were as follows: Division A, Team Bad; Division A runner-up, Mama G; Division B, Golden Seals; Division C, The Big Kahunas; and Division D, I Hit That. For more details about this wonderful event and the hard work it takes to organize it, listen to an upcoming interview with Lucy Reginbald on our program Local First. The United Counties of Prescott and Russell's Public Works Department is advising the public about upcoming traffic impacts related to the construction of a new roundabout at the intersection of County Road 28, Sanguilom Road, and Route 300 in Russell Township. This next phase of work will take place within the existing County Road 28 roadway and will require temporary changes to traffic patterns to ensure the safety of crews and the public. Starting on July 7th, a partial closure of County Road 28, Sanguilom Road, will be in effect. Southbound traffic heading toward the village of Embrun will remain open. Northbound traffic towards Vars and Highway 417 will be detoured via Route 300 and St. Pierre Road. Use caution in the area, follow all posted signage and respect reduced speed limits. Additional travel time should be expected. For more information, please contact Public Works directly at travaupublic@prescott-russell.on.ca. South Nation Conservation is providing public consultation opportunities for the public. This takes place every time new regulations, mapping and policies are developed. Public consultations generally last 30 days and include in-person or virtual public meetings, direct meetings with affected stakeholders and one-on-one meetings by request of property owners. These meetings give stakeholders and residents the opportunity to provide feedback for projects taking place in their community. South Nation Conservation is currently seeking input from residents, stakeholders and community partners on the following projects: regulated activities policies, the Bearbrook Watershed Study, and the updates to drinking water source protection area. South Nation Conservation's updated draft regulated activities policies are available for public feedback until July 31, 2026. Share your feedback by visiting the South Nation Conservation website. The Township of Russell is conducting a transit feasibility study to explore possible public transit service within the community. Your input will help the township understand how residents currently travel within Russell and Embrun and what future transit needs there may be. Your input will help guide this study. Take the short survey by August 9th. All survey responses are anonymous. Councillor Skalski announced in her latest newsletter that she attended the first meeting of Ward 20 Emergency Preparedness and Crime Prevention Subcommittee at the COSBA Springs Community Center. The committee brings together volunteers from across the ward to share local knowledge, strengthen emergency preparedness and support crime prevention outreach in the rural communities. Representatives from the Ottawa Police Service and the City's Office of Emergency Management attended the first meeting of this committee and they shared their perspectives and listened directly to local priorities and concerns. Some of the emergencies that are taken into account for preparedness in the rural area of Ward 20 are power outages, severe weather, road access, communications, and distance from services. On June 23rd, a family in Edwards went through a trauma due to a near-fatal accident that happened to one of their members. The accident took place on Michoans Road at 4:30 a.m. while one of the members of the family was driving a tractor towards their farm. He was hit from behind at full speed by a transport truck. The impact was so intense and loud, the surrounding neighbors were woken by the bang, declared one of the family's members. The Ontario Police issued an announcement asking for all drivers to slow down and respect the farm equipment that they encounter on rural roads. Quotes, "Farm equipment plays an essential role in our communities, but it can be large, slow-moving, and difficult to maneuver. Whether you're driving farm equipment or sharing the road with it, understanding the rules helps keep everyone safe. Everyone has a role in keeping our roads safe. Respect the equipment and respect each other." End quotes. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.